أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صل على محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, respected elders, fellow Hawza students, and senior tullab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is very nice to see so many people, the thronging crowds, mashallah. Please, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everybody to observe social distancing as much as is possible. On this auspicious occasion of the birth anniversary of the noble lady Sayyida Zainab Salamullah Alayha, dear brothers and sisters, respected elders, I'm going to be filling the shoes of Sayyid Shahryar today. He had to go to Mashhad, and I just want to say he's my good friend and noble comrade, and I could never do as much of a good job as he does hosting this. It really does look easy until you're up here and you're not sure what to say. For his sake, I mean, he's always getting us to do salawats. Let's do a salawat in his name and for the sake of his barakah and for his family and for his tawfiqah to increase, inshallah. I'd like to speak a little bit about, before the next bit, about a book that many of us are familiar with and some of us are still not so familiar with it. It's called Insani Devisto Panja Saleh. It's called, in English, The Man or the Human of 250 Years. Now, many of us have read this book, we've done mubahitha about this book, but many still don't know what it's really about, and so I just want to give a quick overview. It is basically a book which goes over the lives of all of the imams, alayhim as-salam, as though they were one human being who lived for 250 years, and it's a really good read. Now, when there's a section where Imam Khamenei actually talks about Sayyida Zainab, and the way that he talks about Sayyida Zainab is really, really fascinating. It rejuvenates your perspective entirely. And for many of us, it will be like a wake-up call to the holy personality of Sayyida Zainab. One of the things that he says is Zan Hashiye Tarikh Nist. He says that women are not just a side note. They're not just a footnote of history. And then he goes on to explain how a personality like Sayyida Zainab actually inspired the masses, and she proved that women have a central role in paving the way into the future, and how women are actually a part and parcel of the revolution. There is a reason why great personalities like Imam Khomeini said that women are the flag bearers of Islam. Other thinkers as well who are not even Muslim have said things along the lines of revolutions are impossible, great changes, great movements in society are impossible without women. And this is one of the things that Sayyida Zainab actually teaches us. Now, I don't know if anybody's gone for self-defense classes. If you go for self-defense classes, one of the things that they may teach you is that your most powerful weapon is actually your voice. This is something that is often told to women in self-defense classes. Your voice is a powerful weapon. If only brothers and sisters recognize the power that our voice actually possesses. Now, a personality like Sayyida Zainab used that voice. And she didn't just use it in a place where she is surrounded by friends, brothers, sisters, who believe in the same school of thought, like right now. No, she said it in the court of the tyrants. She said it in front of the greatest taghut of her time. In front of that tyrant, she stood and she said, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. I saw nothing but beauty. We're going to circle back to this. But look, Sayyida Zainab proved that woman is intellectual. Woman is brave. Woman is eloquent. And at the same time, woman can be a brilliant and dedicated wife and mother. And we often forget that Sayyidah Zainab brought with her her two sons to Karbala. Now, if we measure up our idea of what it means to be a good mother with that of Sayyidah Zainab's, let's just try and make a comparison very quickly here. Sayyidah Zainab is taking her two children into the midst of the battlefield where they are going to be attacked, where they are going to have to face the enemies. Often when we think about motherhood, we think only about what will provide the most safety for our children. And while that's important as well, we have to think to ourselves, what is it that somebody like Sayyidah Zainab did to raise soldiers for the Imam of her time? What is it that she did to create offspring that have hard bodies and soft hearts? What is it that we can do to bring honor Muhammad into the world? Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There is a sign at the back of a masjid. I'm not sure where, but I've heard about this sign at the back of a masjid. And the sign says, a masjid where the sound of children playing in the back cannot be heard, has no future. And so, it is really beautiful that we can hear children playing, we can hear children laughing. It's wonderful. At the same time, I'd like to ask very humbly and very nicely if during the lecture and during the bits, if we could just keep a harness on the children a little bit so that they don't go completely haywire. Some brothers have expressed that, you know, the kids were a bit too loud. Sometimes that can happen. So it's nice that we're going to have a good future, inshallah, that we're going to be raising the soldiers of Imam Mahdi. And at the same time, let's try to respect the speakers when they're speaking. Just 2 points, bi'unwani hadiyya, inshallah. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he often used to be the first to initiate the salam, even to the youths. And so there's this profound respect and love that Islam teaches us to have for the youths. There's also a beautiful hadith in this regard, where the Holy Prophet says, respect those who are older than you because they've done more a'mal, and respect those who are younger than you because they've committed less sins. Spreading the word out there, tabligh itself, is a form of jihad. Jihad in terms of it being a struggle, struggling in the way of Allah. And so we all want to be doing a kind of struggle in the way of Allah. No matter how we are leading our lives, we should be leading the lives of soldiers. Whether we are doing that in the military field or academic front or whichever field it is, or the media front, whatever field, it might be the medical field, might be the, you know, the nutritional field, whatever skills and talents Allah has bestowed upon you, as long as you are doing it with a jihadi spirit, that's what really matters. And this is what Imam Khamenei talks about. He says that, look, do this thing with a jihadi spirit. Now, there is a hadith of the Holy Prophet, and he is asked, what is the best form of jihad? To which the Holy Prophet replies, كَلِمَةُ حَقٍّ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ. It is a word of truth in the face of a tyrannical leader. This is precisely what Sayyidah Zainab did. When she said, مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا. When she said, I saw nothing but beauty. Yazid, the tyrant of the time, the Tawut of the time, is trying to mock Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. He's trying to mock Sayyidah Zainab. Sayyidah Zainab turns it around against him and says, I saw nothing but beauty. Now, these words of Sayyidah Zainab can be difficult to understand, and obviously a person like me hasn't even come close to understanding it or scratching the surface. However, I would like to share some thoughts about this phrase of Sayyidah Zainab today. The first thought is, coming from an artistic background myself, I like to think about it like a picture. Imagine a beautiful painting. Now, this painting, whatever painting you might be imagining, it's going to have dark areas and light areas, bright areas and gloomy areas. It's going to have some colorful parts, some parts which are gray and dull and black. If you zoom in on just the black area, just the dark area, and you only look at that under a microscope, maybe it wouldn't be beautiful anymore. It would look like a mess. It would look dirty. Why is it so dark? What does this even mean? When you zoom out and you look at the contrast between the colors, and you look at the different hues and shades, and then you see that there really is a picture and a story that's being told through this painting, then you realize the beauty behind it. Perhaps this is somewhat of what Sayyidah Zainab is alluding to. If we zoom in on any part of our life, we might stub our toe, we might fall into some sort of tragic situation, we might find ourselves restricted in terms of our sustenance. If we zoom in on just that, our life will start to look like something ugly, something dark, something miserable. Allah is teaching us to zoom out, look at the entire picture of your life, your universe, where you came from, where you're headed. Then you'll start to see the bigger picture and you'll start to see that beauty. The same thing applies in Karbala. If we zoom in, then all we're going to see is bloodshed. All we're going to see is thirsty children. All we're going to see is heads upon spears, tragedy, pain, suffering. It's only when you zoom out and you recognize the entirety of the picture and you see that yes, these shuhada, they suffered, but that suffering was only for a moment. And for that, they are going to get an eternity of Jannah, an eternity of pleasure, an eternity of closeness to Allah. That's when you start to see the true beauty of it. And so, a personality like Sayyidah Zainab was not just zooming in. No, she was, dare I say it, entirely zoomed out. She was seeing the world through the eyes of Tawheed. And when you do that, you can see nothing but beauty. But what she did truly was a miracle, because she did not just say, I saw nothing but beauty in an ordinary situation. She said, I saw nothing but beauty after seeing the thirst of the children. Now imagine that scene. I know it's a Wiladat day, but it's impossible to not think about Karbala when it comes to Sayyidah Zainab. Imagine that scene. Hussein alayhi salam and his companions have been slain. Hussein's body has been trampled. Rahbar talks about Sayyidah Zainab now. And he says that just imagine this scene. The women are scattered. One woman is weeping for her husband who has been killed. One is searching for the body of her loved one. One is hysterical with shock and pain. Some children are wailing with thirst. Some are being assaulted by the enemies. Who is it, Imam Khamenei raises the question, who is it that must gather all these women? Who is it that must console all of these women? Who is it that must help them all patiently along the way? It is none other than Sayyidah Zainab. And it is after witnessing all of these griefs and tragedies and pains that Sayyidah Zainab says in the court of Yazid, مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا.